Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. This is Dawn Boxall, and we are back for another podcast, and we are excited to have you here. If this is the first time with us, we'd love for you to find us where you can interact a little more, and that is in our closed Facebook group, the Gastric Health Club. So all you have to do is ask to join, answer a couple questions, and you should be in. So we'd love to have you join us if this is your first podcast with us. If you haven't heard any others, you'll want to check out all of our other shows on our website at WLSgutHealth.com, and you can read all about us there and kind of the story behind why we do what we do. But I have been a bariatric dietitian for over 20 years and have counseled thousands of you, and like to share relevant information that will be beneficial to you maintaining your success after weight loss surgery, as well as maybe improving the results that you get. So anyway, first and foremost, this podcast is not intended for medical advice, so they are for educational purposes only. So if you want to implement some of our strategies, please work with a licensed healthcare professional, preferably somebody who understands what I am talking about. I do have a different spin. I weave in functional medicine, which is really the best of both worlds, a natural medicine or holistic or naturopathic medicine with allopathic or traditional Western medicine. So they merge and create a great big toolbox of lots of options to treat our chronic diseases, to treat our symptoms, our problems, and really just get at the root of why you're having the issue anyway. And I will say that's what I love about functional medicine. It is getting to the root of what is going on. So you fix that problem, and then you don't have to deal with it anymore. If you love our topics, we'd love for you to share any of our podcasts with your friends or any of those closed or secret Facebook groups, and just hit the share button, and we appreciate all that you do. And we are in the midst of our 30-day Back on Track class that began on October 22nd. And we are getting all of these participants ready for the holidays. And they are getting ready to go in confident and ready for their family and friends to enjoy the time with them. And they're learning all kinds of exciting things relevant to weight loss surgery about food as information and exercise, sleep, stress, self-image, all that's being discussed during this 30 days. So maybe you'll want to join us on our next one. So anyway, if this is your first one, get into our closed Facebook group so you can ask any questions and kind of work through any issues you're having kind of in there. So today's topics is 10 ways to avoid regain during the holidays after weight loss surgery. So this is kind of the popular months, October to December, for weight gain. And it's not uncommon for people to report that they gain somewhere between 7 to 10 pounds. But I will say, research does kind of show us that it's more like 1 to 2 pounds. So I don't know. You know what you're living, so research isn't always the answer, but in essence, I think the goal would be is let's maintain at least. Let's just not gain during the holidays. Let's maintain where you're at. Many weight loss surgery patients actually lose during the holidays, especially if you're new after surgery. So you really shouldn't be worried if you just had surgery. But if you are a seasoned veteran weight loss surgery patient, this may be a concern for you. Or maybe you're in a funk and you are struggling to kind of get yourself out of some bad habits or get the junk out of your house. So you might be concerned about the holidays. So that's where I would maybe list some of these tips so that you can maybe prevent adding more to the problem. So the cool thing I will say is weight loss surgery is a fabulous tool and you have everything you need to be successful. So if you just really kind of reframe your mind and think about the holidays a little bit differently, you may find that you're completely satisfied with the small amount of food that you know you can eat and feel full. So you've already have the restriction. So it's there. It's a permanent deal. And no, you did not stretch out your pouch. And no, you don't need a revision. You don't need anything. You just need to go back to eating whole, real foods and getting rid of the junk. The more you eat the low quality foods or packaged processed prepared foods, or think of any of those foods that the food manufacturers say, hey, you don't have time to cook, so let us do it for you. Anytime you're relying on that as your meal that's in a box or a bag, that's when you can get yourself into trouble because the quantity of those poor quality foods, you can eat a large volume of that because they're so heavily processed. But if you really think about, you know, you eat a piece of meat with some dense vegetables and you're pretty full. You feel the restriction. So that's what I want you thinking about for the holidays. I need to get my fullness. But let's go through some of these things and I will hopefully maybe kind of get you in the right mindset for the holidays. I'm sure you've made it through Halloween with all the candy and having that temptation. Maybe it went bad, maybe it went good. Regardless, it was a day and you have to move on from that and learn from your mistakes. So, what are some things you can start doing right now before Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve hits that will keep you from putting on a bunch of pounds? One, you can write your goals on why it's important for you to stay on track. So the more you put this stuff kind of in print and you write it and you get like a notebook and you just kind of write those things down, it's kind of therapeutic to do it. But you just write this down, all the goals of why do you want to stay on track and why don't you want to gain weight? Why is this important to you? And to kind of reinforce this making this goal come to life is maybe post it in your bathroom, write it on the mirror, or put it somewhere, a little sticky note on your computer or a sticky note in your car. So just wherever you need it to reinforce why you want to stay on track. You are the only one that needs to know in the depth of the reason why, so it can be kind of your version of it. So if you have a sticky note that's on your computer at work and it's very vague, that's fine. It doesn't have to be, you know, direct and to the point that everyone can understand what you're talking about. Then think about the things you're grateful for. So jot some of those things down as I'm grateful, I'm thankful for, you know, this holiday season because, and what does it mean to you? So, you know, put the focus on the holidays. Put the focus on the why are we having the holidays? Why are we having this time with family and friends and neighbors? Why are we doing that? So, you know, take the focus off of food and put it on some very, you know, important reasons to you, some, you know, solid foundational reasons that, you know, the holidays can mean for you. And then you got to think about the holidays are sometimes a sad and lonely time because of missing loved ones or, you know, just bad memories or, you know, there's always times when the holidays are difficult. And it is something that you have to really kind of take those thoughts and kind of capture them and talk yourself through it. And there are, if you've done our 30-day class, you have that thought record. And that is a great thing. If you haven't done our 30-day class, I would encourage you to Google thought record. And there's probably lots of options for you to print one off and maybe work through that before the holidays hit so that you can kind of take those maybe the negative thinking that you have or the sad or lonely feelings that you're having and work through them. You can kind of identify and kind of work yourself through them. So, but, you know, reframe your thoughts about the holidays and maybe try to create some new traditions. Maybe you This is the first Christmas of not having a loved one, and it's going to be really hard, and there's no way out of that. It is hard, but you can create some new traditions and be proud of the things that you are moving forward and working through. So don't be afraid to branch out and try something new when you're missing people. Number two. Team up with a buddy to help you stay accountable. And this should be someone that you feel comfortable with, you trust, that you know you could text them, you could message them, you could call them when you need refocused and when you need help walking away from the dessert table or the alcohol table or whatever at any event. You have somebody that can help kind of guide you and keep you focused on your goals. So it needs to be somebody that you feel comfortable talking about your goals. The depth of the goals and what they really mean to you. So find somebody now and team up with them and try to help each other and get each other through the holidays. Number three, plan ahead. If you are going to get together with friends, families, neighbors during the holidays, offer to host it. Host the party and you're in control of the food. So if the food is always such a stressful thing for you, then you be the host and you be the one in control of the food. Because then you can control that there's no sugar in any of it and there's no junk and it's just whole real food. Because you can eat turkey, you can eat ham, you can eat sweet potatoes, but you don't want sweet potatoes full of sugar and full of junk, but you can have sweet potatoes, you can roast them in the oven, you could add some cinnamon. There's lots of things you can do that isn't going to make it unfriendly for a weight loss surgery patient. So planning ahead and hosting is a great thing. Or if you are going to of family members or friends for the holidays, then what you can do is you offer to take some dishes that you know you can eat and that will be safe. So if all the other stuff is full of sugar and junk that you know you just cannot have or bread, then you need to take something that you know that you could get full on and that would be fine. Personally, I like to bring like some type of hearty appetizer. So maybe it's a hot thing like a meatball or like shrimp or something like that. Or it's a salad. It's a hearty salad. And then a dessert. I am a dessert fan. And you will find on my website that I do have desserts on there because this is real life. And I do believe you guys are going to eat dessert at some point in your life. But I like to provide desserts that are safe and not doesn't have any added sugar. I will use most of the time I try to use medjool dates, but I do use raw honey and pure maple syrup as the sugar or in place of the sugar sometimes, and that works fine as well for weight loss surgery patients. But those are the things that I like to take because I know that if there's really nothing else, I can fill up on salad and I can at least have my sweet treat for the holidays and not feel like I'm being completely left out. Or sometimes if I have no time to make a dessert, I've totally just brought Lara bars, and those, they come in pumpkin pie flavor and pecan pie and all those flavors that, you know, work for me. I don't care. So anyway, just plan ahead and be the one that is on it when it comes to the food things. And then 4, adjust your mindset. The holidays can be stressful, and it is hard to fit everything in. And the goal should be that we're focused on spending time with our loved ones and our friends, and not so much on the food. So make sure that you're really focused on spending the time with the people who kind of serve you best. These people believe in you, encourage you, uplift you. And then the people who are maybe super negative, that always bring you down, that create chaos, limit your time. And I'm not saying don't go. I'm just saying you limit your time and you really go in with a positive attitude, and you really go in with the mindset that I'm not going to let anybody derail my joy or my peace or my happiness, and I'm just going to enjoy the time that I have and keep it short and leave. And that is okay when you have difficult people, and sometimes they are family. You know what? You can talk to other people, and you don't have to interact with those people, and it is okay. Your mental health and your mental well-being is just as important as anyone else's. So the worst thing to do is to be upset and stressed out and overwhelmed because of an individual that really, you know, you can't change them. You can't fix them. You can't make them stop being them. They have to want to do that. So you have to be the one to just kind of be the bigger person and move on and not let things get out of control. And then don't skip meals. So 5 is don't skip meals the day of the event. So saving your calories by skipping breakfast or skipping a lunch is not really ideal, because you'll end up just overeating and kind of grazing on the foods that you shouldn't be. So if you're going to have something in the evening, plan on eating, you know, breakfast and lunch. Doesn't have to be big, but you should be eating something. So maybe it's just a small amount of eggs in the morning with some veggies, and then at lunch you do a salad with a little bit of meat. And then dinner you have your normal feast, so that you can enjoy all the things that you have once a year or twice a year if you do the same on Christmas. And it's fun and you enjoy it and you're having a good holiday. So don't skip. And then 6, choose the smallest plate. Your pouch is already small, so choose accordingly. Do a salad plate. If you're really new after surgery, do a saucer. You won't need any more. A small plate is adequate. So that's where, you know, and then don't go back for seconds. It's just fill up your plate as needed based on where you're at after surgery. And that's it. That's all you need is what's on your plate. And it will be adequate. Then 7, food can be medicine. So enjoy your time with loved ones and eat nourishing protein, veggies, and healthy fats. And fill up your pouch with solid, dense foods that will empty slower and will keep you fuller longer. And this will prevent you from grazing all day, going in and picking and picking as you're, you know, enjoying your family and friends, you know, chatting and just kind of you know, going from person to person, it's a way to keep you from kind of picking at foods all day. Plus, protein and healthy fats really help cut the cravings for sugar and processed carbs. So making sure that you lean heavy on the healthy fats and proteins and veggies, the dense veggies, those are the things that will really fill you up and will keep you from the dessert table, really. It will keep you from those crackers and those, you know, different things that are breads and things that you know you shouldn't have. And that will keep you away from it. Number 8, log your food. And this is painful for people, but it is so very relevant and applicable and an easy way to really keep you from mindlessly eating. So this will help you keep tabs on what you're actually putting in your mouth. So, you know, it can be a little notebook. It could be on your phone in the notes section. And this will keep you honest. So everything, every one little thing, a handful of nuts, or I took 3 crackers, or whatever it is, if you start jotting that down as you do it, you will be surprised, and it will stop you from continuing the out-of-control eating. Number 9, if you indulge, do not beat yourself up. Move on. It is one day. Learn from your mistakes and make a different choice at your next event. So if you're going to have something that is not on your meal plan and you know it, and you're surprised that you made those choices and it just happened, you weren't prepared to do this, don't put the guilt on and make yourself feel shamed for doing that and feel like you have no willpower and that you failed. Those are crazy. That's crazy talk. That you are a human being and you are at some point going to make mistakes. And the quicker you recover from those feelings, the better. So don't push yourself to be perfect. But don't lie to yourself either. Be honest. When you're having desserts every day, or you're drinking alcohol several glasses a day, or you're eating junk, you're driving through the fast food, you can't lie to yourself and think that it's not the cause of maybe why you're regaining. So don't go crazy and beat yourself up if you indulge. If you do indulge, move on. Next day, next event, just make a different choice. And then number 10, get active. This is an easy way to kind of balance out the extra calories that you're going to be consuming from the different foods that you aren't in control of. So if you are, then awesome. That is even better. If you're hosting all the events and parties and that is your thing, you are the party planner, then it's easier. You won't have, the pressure. But getting active is a great way to kind of balance it out and keep just your weight at a maintenance phase during the holidays so that you don't find yourself January 1 feeling like, hey, I need to do a pouch reset, which is not helpful. So make sure that you are staying as active as possible on those holidays so that you are staying on track and feeling your best during the holidays. So I hope that has helped. Hope that gives you a few things to add for the holidays to try if you haven't thought of some of these before, or maybe implemented some of these strategies, or you're new to weight loss surgery and you're trying to figure out how I'm going to make it through my first holidays. Well, enlist all these 10 tips, and I think that will be a great starting place for you to, in the future, not have any issues with regain. So you guys have a fabulous week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.